Oh, this is Taisha calling with XPO. I'm returning a call back. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, this is Tracy Hutt, HUTT.
Okay. And the phone number I'm calling you on, is that the number associated to your delivery?
It is the phone number, but your system is all messed up. That's why I'm calling you.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what happened. I ordered a very big, large basketball net for my kids, so they, because they're both home from college, and I ordered it to my second home where we have outdoor area to put it. And I typed in leave on covered porch, and I remember very specifically typing that in. I may have backspaced or something, but in any case, Amazon defaulted to my city address in Manhattan. And they tried to deliver this thing to my tiny apartment in New York, and I had to refuse the order. So they took it back, and I assumed it would just get returned and I would order a new one, but they were sold out. And then 2 days later, Amazon called me, not Amazon, the delivery company called me and said, did they want me to redeliver it? And I said, yes, can you change the address on it? That would be great because I really want it. And I called Amazon, Amazon emailed them, and I'm scheduled to get it delivered in Long Island, not the city, on Wednesday. I just spoke to the woman, Rachel, this morning. It's a different delivery company. But you guys, Expo, just emailed me to say that you're coming to pick it up at my city address. The reason being because I tried to process a refund through Amazon, and I thought that whoever I spoke to at Amazon changed it to say that I'm actually accepting delivery of it. I don't have the item for you to pick it up. But what's even weirder is that when I click and say, text me the information to my phone, you have delivery of the treadmill going to some other address. It's not even my order.
Okay, let's see. I'll take a look at that for you. Normally, I was able to pull up a pickup ticket for you. Normally, when you have a return in the system and they give you that phone call, they'll normally give you the warehouse's information for where the product is going to be going after the pickup. But I could cancel this for you. What would be the address and the email listed?
It's Tracy Ann Becker at Gmail. TracyAnneBecker at Gmail. Tracy Ann Becker. No E in Tracy and an E in Ann. Tracy Ann
Okay.
Becker at Gmail.
What's
Yeah, I don't
that
want you
delivery
guys to come
address?
and pick it up and I'm not here. That's a complete waste of your time. There's no traffic at all. It's so creepy, but.
Yes, ma'am, I can remove that ticket. What's the pickup address that's listed for you?
It's 44 Late Street, LAIGHT, New York, New York.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. And that's apartment. What's that number we have for you?
What's my phone number? What's your
No,
what?
ma'am. It's showing that you have an apartment number also with
Oh, 6A
44
as
Lake
in
Street.
apple. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. So I am seeing we have this ticket from Amazon, and they are informing us to come do a pickup of the basketball hoop. Okay. And I can remove that ticket for you. Allow me just a moment to send that over and update those statuses.
And Amazon will be notified too.
Now, normally, in order for them to be notified, they normally give us a phone call for an update to see what's happening with the order.
I'm not really concerned because if they don't, I do want the product. I'm actually more concerned that they're not going to charge me for it and they're entitled to their money. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because right now, it sounds like they're going to deliver the item and they also might issue me a refund. I'm trying to be as honest as possible. That's why I want you to contact Amazon because I would like them to know that if the item's not being returned, because Because they still have it as both in the system that I'm returning it and that they're redelivering it because it's two different shipping companies. And I know that they're, listen, I wouldn't be able to continue to live in my apartment if it wasn't for Amazon. And I really don't want to create extra work with everything going on. And I also think that I don't want, I want them to get the money they're entitled to, but do what you can. I've made the call. There's only so much I can do, right? Sitting in an apartment, like, for 2 months.
Yes, ma'am, and that's correct. I'm putting that information down, so we shouldn't be coming to pick up anything. And as far as the delivery, if you aren't expecting that, then you would need to speak. Well, I'm not certain with that carrier or the merchant.
The delivery of the item, and that, they told me before if there's ever a problem with an order, just to like refuse delivery of it. That's actually their, they've told me to do that. I mean, honestly, the sink wouldn't even fit into my elevator. Anyway, I don't know why they were thinking. I don't know what they were thinking trying to deliver like a 10-foot basketball net to a New York City apartment. Like, the guys were probably scratching their heads as they were like going to deliver it. Like, how big is this lady's apartment in this tiny building?
It was huge. So, yes, ma'am.
What? I'm laughing. Like, it's just so funny to me. Like, I know it's all automated and nobody's really thinking. It's just like, and I've been ordering from Amazon for 10 years. I've never made this mistake. Like, I totally did not make this mistake. They're not even arguing with me. It's just so funny. I'm like, they're like, well, the order says 44 Lade Street. I'm like, I don't care what it says. Your system defaulted to that. I put in the correct address. I would never in a million years deliver a basketball net into my New York apartment.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're just supposed to be here to assist the customer and hold our patience.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. That's everything
okay.
for you.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Be safe.
Yes, ma'am. You all.